I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes. Just relax your body and clear your mind. And hold in your consciousness, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Take a few deep cleansing breaths, breathing in, breathing out, and know that with every breath you take, you are going deeper into your own indwelling Christ. With every breath, you are breathing the breath of God. And in this consciousness, remember that created in the image and likeness of God, you are gifted with the qualities of the divine, just as Jesus was. And just as Jesus called and trained his 12 disciples, so does the I am of your being call or awaken your disciple faculties of mind to lift you up from the challenges or appearances in the outer world. And as today you bless and call upon, quicken your faculty of zeal, allow it to awaken under the direction of the Christ, you find yourself with boundless energy, never tiring, but always actively moving forward, unhurriedly, peacefully, gracefully, graciously, and persistently. Feel in your heart the importance of this spiritual power. Know that when you combine your zeal with faith, your reliance on God never wavers. When you combine your zeal with love, love becomes enduring. And when you combine your zeal with wisdom, your zeal gushes forth at your command to claim your greater good. Now I invite you at this moment to engage in a zeal meditation that involves all the dimensions of your threefold being, spiritual, mental, and physical. Embrace the spiritual as you acknowledge the eternal presence of the image likeness of God. Acknowledge the mental as you consciously direct your thoughts to a spiritual framework, and acknowledge the physical as you constantly focus attention on the base of your neck, the power site of zeal. And as you relax and rest your eyes on that dark field of velvety blackness in which you seem to be gazing, let your attention go there for a moment to the back of your neck. Let it rest there like just enfolded and surrounded in a golden orange circle of light. And in this moment, silently affirm, the Christ within me awakens my power of zeal. The Christ in me awakens my power of zeal. Do this now for a few seconds in the silence. Now, feeling a sense of peace, an easing of the tension, your breath being even more rhythmic. Perhaps you even experience a sigh of release and release, and affirm to yourself, I am motivated from within by wisdom and love. I am motivated from within by wisdom and love. I do that which is before me with unflagging zeal and enthusiasm. I do that which is before me with unflagging zeal and enthusiasm. And dear God, sweet Spirit, we are so grateful for the power of zeal. We are grateful for the way it guides this church community and the way it guides each one of us personally in remaining calm and receptive and having our zeal motivated by your loving spirit. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say for all of our spiritual powers, but especially for zeal this day, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And let us end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing together our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom.